Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My draft day in the back in the green room was kind of interesting because I had been training out in Arizona with a bunch of the guys that were drafted in the first round. And Blaine Gabbert and Christian Ponder and some of those guys were out there. And Blaine got picked the pick before me. And so I was going over, walking over to his table to congratulate him. He got picked 10th, and I was walking over there. And my agent grabs my jacket and he goes, hey, you might want to sit down. And I said, I got to go tell Blaine congrats. I mean, he just got picked. He goes, no, you might want to sit down. And I was like, oh, okay.
It's J.J. Watt. He was on Mad Radio earlier this morning. You can hear the interview at sportsradio610.com. You can see J.J. Watt and all his teammates as well. Saturday, May 4th at NRG, it's the J.J. Watt Charity Softball Game, the Home Run Derby, then the game between the offense and the defense. We're happy to be a part of it. If you want tickets, you can go to tickets.com. Always a great event. About $1.5 million raised at every one of these, and it goes towards a great cause, towards the kids in Houston. So go ahead and do that, tickets.com, for more information. You just heard J.J. talking about his draft day experience, and there's going to be a draft day experience for many this week. It's happening, John. It's happening on Thursday right here on Sports Radio 610. Houston Texans with the 23rd overall selection. There's all kind of reports surfacing. There's all kinds of information. And in wake of three shows away from the NFL draft, the OG John Lopez has the only three prospects Brian Gaines should trade it up for in the first round.
Yeah, I don't think they'll do this. I want to premise that again. I think they'll go back if they do it, if they don't stay still. But if they do move forward, I started thinking, all right, who's worth moving up for the Texans anyway? A lot for other teams, you know, there might be other guys. To me, I came up with these three names. Offensive line, of course, has been talked about forever. But the only offensive lineman that I think is a no-brainer, that he'll be a Pro Bowler and that he'll, you know, he'll immediately step in and be a starter, is Andre Dillard. He's not going to be available, Quinnen Williams. But that would be available, like, say, 9, 10, where you could move up to 9 or 10, is Andre Dillard, the Washington State offensive lineman. I think he's, after that, it's a big drop off and it's a crapshoot. So I think Quinnen Williams is going to go like 2 or 3 overall. Now they may well trade up for him, but I doubt they'll give up that much equity to get into the top five.
The Texans trade up for Quinnen Williams?
No, I'm saying they could, but I doubt they're going to give that much equity. The more realistic one to me, and the only one offensive lineman that I would move up for if he's like in the 12 to 15 range and you feel like somebody's going to get him, is Andre Dillard. From Washington State. So that's one right there. The next one, I don't know if they even if he even ranks in their on their draft board, because there's some question marks about him other than football, and that's Greedy Williams. I mean, this guy, some people have him ranked, you know, lower, but this guy to me is the best cornerback in the draft, the biggest playmaking cornerback in the draft, and just an absolute put him, you know, here's the other reason I think they might move up for him if he's like in that 15 range and they want to get him. They're all about more speed, more press coverage, right? That's why they got Roby. I think Greedy Williams is that. Greedy Williams is one of those ball skills kind of guy that is will get in your face. If he's up there and all of a sudden they have the knack and the equity, they do have the equity, I think they would move up for him.
I don't even think they have to move up for him. I think he's falling. I think people, and I said this on Mad Radio earlier today, we're talking about prospects the Texans could potentially move up for. I think people are scared of these corners because there's a lot. There's about 8 guys, and in any given moment, I at least, and a lot of people that I talk to that do this for a living, can be talked into or talked out of any of these 8 corners. So the good news is that if they do that, that means they like him a lot and they believe in him. But I think that Greedy Williams is going to be on the board at 23 just because of this.
And then the third one that I think they could that I think would be worth moving up for, put it that way, is DK Metcalf.
Oh, my.
The receiver from Ole Miss. He's going to walk into the room, and you're going to think Andre Johnson. 6'3", 230. Basically, I think Andre Johnson was 6'3", 225 when he came out of the draft. We've all seen the clips, the video, the workout clips of him. Just a physical freak. Size, speed, the ball skills. Now, he's prone for some drops, or he's been criticized for some drops, but he's also making the spectacular catches and an absolute burner. I mean,
He scares me.
I hate putting this out there because people immediately think I'm saying he's going to be the next Andre Johnson. What I am saying is, I'm not saying that. What I am saying is he looks like Andre Johnson and has the measurables, as people like to say, of Andre Johnson. He's a freak.
But he just doesn't have the pedigree to me. That's the scary thing about Metcalf for me, is that he only played 21 games in 3 years. I don't know. He kind of just seems like one of those guys that just really, really his stock soared.
But didn't he only
play
two seasons? Is it three seasons?
Yeah, he played three seasons. He only played two games and got hurt. So, I mean, he's a guy who
scares me. Okay, so basically
because,
2 seasons. Yeah, that's what I thought. It was only 2 full seasons.
Well, he didn't even play a full – he's only played 1 full season because he only played 12 games once. His freshman year, he played 2 games, and then his junior year, he only played 7. So he's kind of got a little bit of – durability concerns as well, and then production. Andre was very productive at Miami. I mean, this is a guy that could go either way, but he might not even be there when they're on the board
either.
That's
why I'm making it clear. I'm not comparing him on Andre Johnson other than physical attributes. Physical attributes are almost identical. I mean, just an absolute burner, athletic, big dude, matchup nightmare. I mean, and that's what it's all about in the NFL. I mean, he's a matchup nightmare. Any cornerback that lines up in front of 6'3", 230, that can run a 4.4, that's a matchup nightmare. That would be one of the few. Like, let's say he's available at 24. It doesn't take that much to move up 3 spots. It would take just an extra 5th-round pick or something like that to switch with him, right? Something like that.
If what?
Let's say you're at 27. I said 21. Texans are at 23. He's available at 21. You want to move up 2 spots. So you switch and maybe give up a 4th or a 5th, right?
I'll say this. If they trade up for DK Metcalf, I'm starting a riot on Friday.
Why?
Because I don't think he's that good. And if you're going to draft a receiver, I need someone that's proven a little bit more than him. I think he's one of these workout heroes. I know that in a year, if Will Fuller isn't there, then we could be talking about them needing a receiver more. But if they traded up, if Brian Gain traded up for DK Metcalf, to add to this receiving core in the mix, I'm coming on the air Friday at 10 a.m. and I'm starting an absolute riot. And I might even go far enough to say I'm out on Brian Gain. I don't trust Brian Gain.
That could be your opinion. All I'm saying is, looking at what they would do to move up 2 spots for him would be understandable, because here's the other thing. I was talking with Seth Payne when we were changing shows here a second ago. I don't think people fully grasp that the Texans have a need at wide receiver. They really do. They really, really do. And let me explain it. They have DeAndre Hopkins. He's a lock. He's durable. He's all pro. He'll be there every year. And then we all talk about, well, their starting receivers are really good.
The top three.
Yeah, the top three. Well, Will Fuller and obviously Kiki QT. Those guys are hurt, and they were hurt last year. And Will Fuller had an ACL. Beyond those three guys, I think most Texans fans couldn't name more than one backup receiver here, and that would be Vincent Smith. They have a need at receiver. They really do. I know if these guys are fully healthy, you don't, but this guy is a freak. But beyond that, I want to make it clear. These are the only three. I don't think they're going to move up, but these are the three I would be good with.
I think, the receiving core, when it's healthy, is very, very good, but you could say that about a lot of position units, but there definitely is concern for Will Fuller. There's concern for Kiki QT. And I just wonder, because there's a chance a year down the line, and this is where we were talking about Marquise Brown and some of these other receivers. Mm-hmm. There's a chance a year down the line, if we're talking about, because I've said that you don't draft in a one-year window. And what I mean by the one-year window is, just because you need it this year doesn't mean it's not going to be more of a
read
next year. It's being proactive. It's not living in a box. It's not drafting in a box based on need. But there is a chance that a year from now, if Will Fuller has another season-ending injury, and that would be his second in 4 years, and he also missed time on top of that, then we would be in a situation where number two receiver would be one of the most pressing needs heading into the draft. And if there is a guy in the second round, I'm not as high on doing it in the first round, but if there is a guy that you think is going to be around for a long time, it might not seem like you need it now, but you're going to need it next year, and that's why you don't draft in this one-year window that everybody seems to want to draft in.
A couple of textures. Obviously, this is getting a lot more interest than I thought it would here, but one said, what good is a wide receiver if Watson doesn't have time to throw? Come on, John. Well, okay, what good is a cornerback then? What good is a running back then? What good is a wide receiver? What good is a tight end? If you're putting it all in, you know, offensive tackle first and second rounds, then okay, you can do that, and I think that's a need. But they're not saying that. They seem to like Martinez Rankin. They seem to like Chantrell. They seem to like they brought in Matt Khalil. So if you're going to say that about wide receiver, you can say that about any position other than offensive tackle.
I just think it's weird when we talk about the draft, and a lot of people do it, but I just think it's strange how we get in this position where whenever we throw out these scenarios like we did yesterday where I threw out the possibility of a running back, I threw out the possibility of a tight end, people act like you're sitting there and saying, well, you know what, I would rather have a tight end than an all-pro offensive lineman. It's not how it works. Like mm-hmm. you don't just get to say, okay, obviously if they asked both of us, they said this guy's going to be a star left tackle for 10 years or you can have this receiver, we're taking the star left tackle. It just doesn't always work that
way.
That's not what's on the bin.
Right. Another texter, I'm sold on Julian Love thanks to Lopez. Is he worth the pick at 23? Could he be better than Greedy Williams possibly?
He might be there in the second round.
I think he could be. But
that's a guy you could trade up for in the second.
But he doesn't have the measurables, the actual physical attributes. Not saying he's not good and not physically, you know, talented, but he's not Greedy Williams physically talented.
I'm coming around. You know, Rocky Sin is one of the guys that I think he's going to be a corner. I think he's going to be the surprise where Rocky Sin is taken before 23. We actually bet eating a grasshopper on that. Mm-hmm. I think that is a possibility. I like DeAndre Baker out of Georgia, too, just because of his pedigree. When you start 31, 34 games, whatever it was at Georgia, you win the Thorpe Award, you're nasty as hell, and you have a 6'5 wingspan, mm-hmm. that makes up for a lot of stuff. That is a complete dog. But these cornerbacks, it's going to be interesting to see just how they go when they go, because there's even scenarios where we talk about these tackles. There's scenarios where six tackles go off the board, and then next thing you know, there hasn't been a cornerback taken in the top 23, and the Texans get a crack at one of those guys.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy. It's going to be interesting. I can't wait. It's 2 days from now. We're all going to be at NRG. We want you to join us. Go to HoustonTexans.com. See if there's any tickets available for that watch party. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610 on a Tuesday. Joined by NFL Hall of Famer John McClain of the Houston Chronicle. The odds of the Texans trading up are trading back. We're going to ask John, and we're going to revisit some of the best draft day trades of the last three decades. Keep it locked next.
That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.